Bow fishing merges hunting and fishing skills while providing new opportunities for Utah's recreationists. We're looking for trophies next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Trophy-sized carp can give you a battle. Guy Perkins with the Rocky Mountain Bow Fishing Association gears up for the excitement.
I guess that's probably what I like the most, is kind of like hunting and fishing. So I shoot, and then I can get it on the line and then fight it in. But I know in these tournaments, we oftentimes, somebody shoots a 35-pound fish in deep water, in 10 feet of water. You get a fish, it gets that much room to move, it's that big, and it'll really pull you around. My daughter and I shot 126 pounds a couple years ago, and we had to put two arrows in it. We're in a 14-foot boat. Both of us, our gear, the motor, the deal, and the fish pulled us around. They're an amazingly strong fish. You can't, as lowly as the carp is, you cannot chase them around and not gain some kind of a respect for them. Some of this young crowd really go nuts. They have a big fish category, so you can enter one big fish. And then they have a big five, so you can enter your top five. Or their open classes, you just enter as much weight as you can haul in. And I'm not kidding, I've seen guys haul in 2,000 pounds of fish. I'm just not ready to work that hard anymore. But I take a lot of people out during the summer, just people that are interested in trying to go. And I've never taken anyone, never. And I've taken, you name it, all sorts of different people. None of them have said, that was a horrible experience, I never want to do that again. As a matter of fact, one couple that I took last year, they got so aggressive one with another that I finally said, look, you guys have got to be nice to one another and take turns. It was like trying to knock each other off the deck to get the shot.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.